Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Yes, I'm glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
And so in this energy of love and light and the peace and power of our circle, may we surround Myrtle Ross in a consciousness of love that defies the appearances of things, a love that is supernatural, a love that is so great and so omnipresent that it is actually nothing and nowhere. It is between each moment of the breath. It is between those spaces where one thought ends and another begins. It is between each and every wave, each and every particle that makes up all that she is and all that we are. It is the beauty of the circle that stretches beyond our voices and our hearts and our physical bodies into the everlasting realm of absolute good and the goodness and grace of God. And in this realm of light, in this realm of energy, may we open up our hearts to pour into her a stream of blessings, a stream of absolute good, a stream of loving and care that is even more powerful than the most that we could ever muster or imagine. And in the loving light of this energy of sending and receiving, of taking and giving, we see her filled with the love and light of spirit. We close our eyes and we breathe into this energy of awareness. We breathe into this energy of light. We breathe into this energy of peace. And the beautiful thing about it is what we give, we do receive. And so we take this moment, this second, this pause in all that spirit is, and we see the light encircling her feet. We see the light blessing her ankles. We see the light moving through her calves. We see the light anointing her knees. We see the light going through her quadriceps. We see the light baptizing and emerging and blessing each and every aspect of her midsection, of her reproductive organs, of her abdomen. We see the light blessing her chest and her arms and her fingers and her wrists. We see the light pouring and streaming into her heart and her neck and her back and her head and every aspect of her throat and her third eye and her vision and her taste and her touch and her head and her crown and her hair and every aspect of who she is in the flesh. And in the love of this light, we pour and we flow our stream of absolute good, the blessings of the universe into her, and we draw out, we remove anything that would not be consistent with her highest good. We draw out any pain. We draw out all inflammation. We draw out any arthritis. We draw out the appearance of diabetes and high blood pressure. We draw out anything that aches, any pains. We draw out anything that has the appearance of being less than. We draw out any appearance of weakness or fear. We draw out anything that is inconsistent with the absolute goodness of the I am that I am. We draw out any worries. We draw out all doubts. We draw out any concerns that she may have of her children or any of her loved ones. We draw out any worries from every crack and every crevice in her rooms. We draw out anything that may be hidden in her closets, that may be underneath her beds. We draw out anything that blocks and keeps her from her greatest good. And we pour into that awesome flow of all that God is. We pour in love. We pour in light. We pour in joy. We pour in prosperity. We pour in absolute good. We pour in grace. We pour in strength. We pour in the newness of life. We pour in new cells, new molecules. We pour in new laughter and new joy. We pour in new happiness and new family. We pour in new awareness and new genius and new divine ideas. We pour in greatness. And we see her lifted. We see her emerging. We see her grateful in her new self. And we see every inch, everything around her, even better than it was before, better than what she could ever imagine. We see her home. We see the loving light of every inch of her apartment, blessing her and restoring her and giving her what she needs when she needs it. And we pour that love into her community, and we pull out any concerns. We pull out any worry. We pull out any sickness. We pull out any appearances of dis-ease. We pull out any despair. And we pour in light. We pour in truth. We pour in love. We pour in the absolute goodness of all that God is. All of God's grace. And we realize that this is the kingdom that extends from our circle of truth and our light of love, the kingdom that blesses and restores her and uplifts each and every person in her community, throughout her city, throughout Southfield and Detroit, throughout Michigan, throughout all of our states, throughout our country, and throughout this world, throughout our planet and galaxies beyond galaxies and trillions of stars and planets. We pour out into the nothing from which we come and which comes through us in the absolute goodness of God and the infinite grace of all that Spirit is. And we see this fresh anointing blessing her with the love, peace, and power of the Holy Spirit. And we are grateful, so incredibly grateful.
Mother Ross, I am so grateful for you. I thank God for you every day. You have always been a blessing in my life, my family life. I love you. I appreciate you. You are such a wonderful woman. You always have been a shining light to me. You deserve all the blessings and all the love. And I thank you. Amen.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much.
Lord, we are so grateful for Mother Ross, who has the favor of God at 87 years old. Thank you for your love and your life. Thank you for your kindness and your generosity. Thank you for your patience and your long-suffering. Thank you for your gentleness and your faithfulness. Thank you for being a woman of God, for being a strong woman who has raised children. A strong woman who has fought for African Americans. A strong woman who has been one to lead the light in this group. Thank you, Mother Ross, for the light of the Lord.
Waiting for the sun to shine down. You believed even though you couldn't see.
I would like to step into Corinthians for you. I love you. Step into Corinthians 9 and 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Proverbs 9 and 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. And to celebrate this day brings joy to my heart. 87 years with wisdom, knowledge, and love, so very priceless, it came from above. You are a diamond that will forever shine. With that being said, you are one of a kind. Your kindness and your love is so sweet, it brings me pleasure. And I love you for it, always and forever. I love you so much.
Generations in distance they reach. You believed that one day there would be a mighty harvest. Now from heaven you will see.
You are the cycle of life, the seed. We just thank you for your contribution, your ongoing contribution to family, to community, to me. And thank you for all your love. And thank you for all your children. You've been good to us. And that's what God continues to strengthen and guide directly. You have our consent. Thank you, Father, Father, and Lord God.
To be 87 young, such a blessing. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for the knowledge, the inspiration you have given me each and every morning, the wisdom you have inflicted in your children. I just thank you so very much, Mother Ross. It was such a pleasure to know you. And so, if I may, I would like to read the other poem that I feel reflects the love that we have for you. And I didn't write it. It was written by a poet by the name of Julia Hunt. And it's called Thank God for Our Mothers. If life were without water, where would we be? If life were without mothers, there would be no you or me. We all need to take hold of how precious life really is and not take for granted the gift of love and the ability to give. Thank you to God for creating us all, for giving us our mothers so we could stand proud and tall. Humans are no accident, no mistake or error. We sometimes live our lives in fear of this, even to the point of terror. But when the truth is told and recognized by all, God does not create rubbish. He knew what he was doing when he created me and you, but the best gift of all is giving us loving, caring mothers who love us unconditionally through and through. None of us is perfect. That includes ourselves and family. Hold on to how precious we are and thank God for our mothers. Amen. And thank you for allowing me to be one of your many daughters and always making me feel so loved and so special. And thank you for sharing Cecilia with me for all these years as a sister and as a godmother to my children. All the love you've shared with me all these years has definitely made me a better person, a stronger person, a better mother, better friend, and I really, really appreciate everything you've ever shared with me, all the conversations, and I love you. I'm sure everyone else does as well, but I do love you, and happy birthday. Good morning, Mother Ross. Your bright light shines even brighter today. I want to thank God for you and for allowing me to participate yesterday and today in your celebration. I wish you great health in the coming year, and even though you do not know me, I love you. The valley, there is confidence in the shadow. I will be your strength, one thing's for sure, I am your Lord. Yes, I am. I am, I am. Through the chaos, I will be your joy. When you're I'm
Dear Heavenly Father, as we lift up Mother Ross in prayer and we celebrate her birth, I pray for blessings and joy over her life. Heavenly Father, may you continue to strengthen her. You have a ton of prosperity and hope for her, dear Heavenly Father. Let her feel confident and ready for the year ahead, knowing that you have an order to accept and a purpose for her life. Help her to find joy in every circumstance in life, knowing that you work all things out for good. And thank you, Heavenly Father.
What was and is covered by the one who was and is, you're covered by love. What was and is covered by the one who was and is, you're covered by love. I am good, you are love.
Oh, I am good. We pray for those around her. We pray for her community. And I pray for this powerful prayer circle and each and every person on this call and their prayers and their blessings. And we thank you, Father God. Mom, you know I love you and I will try to do any and everything for you as long as I can. I love you. I just pray your strength, your love, your peace in your life.
Grandchildren, but I have many others. And
one of my friends told me, she said, you know, I sat out in the car in front of your building and went through the whole program. She said, I didn't miss anything. She said, I made a little lunch and I signed and I sat out there. And that's a blessing. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for every person that thought enough to come out and express their love. I hadn't had that much love in a long time. I've had, but not like I had yesterday. My only first cousin called in from South Carolina. And I was so happy. We grew up together. And I just felt good. And I thank you all. I appreciate all my daughters, all my nieces, everyone. I love all of you so dearly. And I thank God for you. I really thank God for you. And you are a blessing to me. You are a blessing to me. You're a blessing because I love you. You accept my love. And I thank God for you. And I love you. I love you. And I appreciate each one of you. And then I thank God for Dan and the professor. I just felt good. I felt real good. And I'm so grateful. So grateful to you. And I love you. And I bless you. And I thank you. So grateful. And I thank you so much, and I love you so much. So I love you so much. And love to me.
God hears to me. I don't him as I should. I don't